I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Miami is a magnet for Cubans coming to the United States. Usually that means Cubans who fled the island and its communist government. But there's a different group of new arrivals in Miami, Cuban students who've been given permission to study in the U.S. and then return to the island. It's the first such academic program since Cuba's 1959 revolution. In a few minutes, we'll hear how the program came about. But first, we hear from the students themselves in this report from Lee Patterson in Miami.
And what I'm trying to do in this class is to create a sense of Cuban identity.
A professor switches between English and Spanish as she explains how Cuban music has influenced other genres around the world. Seems like standard fare for a place like Miami, saturated with Cuban culture. But for these students, who've just arrived from Cuba as a part of a rare exchange program with Miami-Dade College, it's the first time they're studying their country and how it's viewed in the world from outside the island. Danilo Maldonado's one of the students. He says that in Cuba, the history he's learned has often focused on people in power, the revolutionaries, with little criticism. Now, for 6 months, he'll take classes in economics, business, and English. And the day we met, he was learning about Cuba's large expat community. He told me that back home, Cubans abroad were often cast as criminals. Now he's hearing how many were dissidents, not unlike Maldonado himself. In Havana, Maldonado's a graffiti artist, and his art's often critical of the government. He brought some of his canvases with him to Miami and worried they'd be confiscated at the Havana airport. They weren't, but he knows the risks. He told me how he was arrested once in Havana, held for 4 days, because his art was considered anti-revolutionary. He hopes that Cuba's decision to let him come and study in Miami means that things are changing. But he's skeptical that any loosening of restrictions would extend to freedom of expression. Maldonado will find out if there'll be real change once he's back home in 6 months, when his student visa expires. I also met Raudel Collazo. He's 37, one of the older students in the group, and he's a well-known rapper back home. He plays a song for me called Decadencia, or Decline, in Spanish. It's about poverty and crime, the issues he knows well after growing up in Havana's slums. He said he's always been attracted to hip-hop, to rap, out of necessity, to express what Cubans with fewer privileges worry about. I asked Collazo why he thinks Cuba let people like him, critics of the government, study in Miami in the first place. He says when he heard about the program, he applied, and he's not really sure why he was chosen, but he's glad to be here. After class, Maldonado works on his graffiti. He sprays broad black strokes on the wall. Maldonado steps away from the wall. He's scrawled the words El Sexto, his Cuban pen name, in one corner. And it's something he feels free to do here in Miami, and he hopes once he gets back to Cuba, too. For The World, I'm Lee Patterson, Miami.
And you can see Danilo's graffiti and hear some of Raudel's music. We have a video of the students' first days at Miami-Dade College at PRI.org.